It's Animal Radio. As you probably know, if you're as knowledgeable as I am, cats invented the internet. We know that because that's what we all go to the internet for, right? To look up cat videos.
Of course.
That's where we spend our time. In fact, that's how cats became so popular, is the internet. But there are many dangers that lurk online for our cats if they use the internet. Online predators, they can be taken to the dark side very fast. Coming up within 10 minutes, I promise you, how to talk to your cat about gun safety, abstinence, drugs, Satanism, and the other dangers that threaten their nine lives. Zachary Auburn is our guest who will be joining us. Is he going to be ready for this? This is very serious. We get a lot of calls about this the last hour. I thought he was going to be on last hour, but apparently Guido, our producer, said that this is a very interesting topic. We want to save it to last, and it will drive our ratings through the roof if we do that.
Yep.
He's also telling me not to say that on the air right now. Sorry about that.
Zach will be ready.
Good. Okay. Lori, what are you working on this hour?
Well, there's a dog who loves licking facial hair. And this is a really bizarre show, isn't it?
It is.
We're going to tell you how this dog is helping America's airports.
That's on the way right here.
Wow, I didn't think that facial hair was a problem at the airports.
Dr. Debbie wonders why she's even associated with this show anymore.
But you know what? I don't know if I've told you this sad, sad story of my little boss, of his little peculiarity. He loves hair, and he loves to rub on hair.
Yes.
But he rubs on men's leg hair.
Men's leg hair,
that's his fetish, huh?
Is that why your husband shaves his legs? I was wondering about that.
It's creepy. It really is to see it, because he gets almost like a cat, you know, when they rub their chin, that kind of gleeful look on their face. He does that, and then he flips over on his back and rubs back and forth like a cat, and I'm like, oh, it's so troubling. It really does scare me.
So he doesn't care for women's leg hair?
I don't usually grub my leg hair out, so I don't know. I haven't tested it, but he loves women's hair. Like, yeah, long hair. He'll like burrow. He'll meet new people, and he like rubs his whole body in your hair. He'd love your hair there.
Sounds perfectly normal to me.
So, peculiarity. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's on the way. In just a few minutes, we're going to find out the deal behind the facial hair and the dog that likes the facial hair. And where can I find this dog that likes facial hair? Because my beard could use a cleaning right now. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Oh, good. How are you today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Are you a truck driver?
No, just live in Georgia.
Just live in Georgia. Okay. I got Dr. Debbie here. How can we help you?
Well, hi. I've got a great all-American dog. Looks to have some Rottweiler in him, so he's a pretty big dog. But my local vet told me to cut him back about 10 pounds, and we've been working on it. But cutting back his food has been a problem for him. He's tending to eat his poop and my other dog's poop out in the yard now. And I'm wondering what I can do about that.
Lovely, isn't that? That old wonderful feces eating. It's just such a thrill, especially when they come back with that on their breath.
Yes.
Wow.
So have you had any success getting him to lose weight?
Yeah, we got a few pounds off of him, but he just acts like he's starving all the time. Of course, every dog I know acts like that, but he's just now eating and starting to eat plants in the house.
Okay, well, let me ask you what strategy that you are currently doing for weight loss. Are you using any special prescription-based food, or were you just cutting back on the calories that he's eating?
Mostly cutting back on the calories, but we have the last bag of dog food we bought, kind of the weight loss dog food, and then still cutting back a little bit.
Okay. Well, here's the reality check for people that are trying to get their pets to lose weight. Now, if you just try restricting those calories by scaling back on the amount you're feeding, you're going to create a very hungry, frustrated dog, and that's what you got right now.
Yeah.
The reason is that even those foods that you buy over the counter at the grocery store, at the pet store, that say weight loss or for weight loss, they're really not geared towards longevity of weight loss. What you need to do is speak to your veterinarian about this and say, hey, help me out. My dog is eating things off the walls, the floors, the feces, what have you. And we need to get this baby on actually a food that is designed for lower calories, but also still keeps those other important nutrients up. The big problem is when we cut back calories in the effort to drop the weight, if we don't have them on this type of diet, they're getting less protein, they're getting less vitamins, less minerals, and we can create not only a hungry dog, but a pet that has a nutritional deficiency. So it is just so important. And I know a lot of people say, oh, we just cut back a little bit here and there and we get them to lose weight. It may work for some pets, but it really can create a problem for others. So I would say that would be my number one prescription for you, is to see your veterinarian about a prescription weight loss diet. And there's a lot of good ones out there. And we want to get a gradual weight loss of really only maybe 1% body weight per week. So in a dog your baby's size, you know, that might be not even quite a pound, half a pound to a pound a week. So we want to make sure that's gradual and that we're not making a frustrated pet, because that's just no fun. And, you know, dogs that eat things inappropriately, there's a whole behavior of that. But if we're trying to lose weight, then we can actually be driving that. And then we also want to make sure you're giving the baby some other outlets to chew, increase the interactive nature. So, you know, lots of play time, lots of fetch time, a lot of those toys, the Kong stuffed toys, the Busy Buddy toys, those things that have a little food item that they're working for. It keeps their mind and their belly occupied. So I think that would give you some other directions that we can go for your dog to kind of keep them occupied and not feeling like we're in the Weight Watchers Club or the Ginny Weight Club there, and a happy baby. So good luck with that, Daniel, and hope he drops that weight and isn't so unhappy about things there.
Well, I'll definitely try that.
Thanks, Daniel. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.